This is Wendy Powell, your livestock production agent with the Wildcat Extension District. Nearly all livestock producers have had a newborn calf that can no longer nurse its mama. Possibly the dam has died or maybe a rejected twin. Regardless, feeding a bottle multiple times a day can be labor-intensive and time-consuming. An orphaned newborn calf must receive colostrum. Calves are born with little defense against disease. Colostrum is a cow's first milk after calving, or is available commercially. This liquid gold provides a calf with vital nutrients and essential antibodies. Within the first hour of birth, a calf needs 5 to 6 pints of high-quality colostrum. The timing of colostrum intake is important because of the gut's ability to absorb the antibodies. Within 6 hours after birth, the stomach can only absorb 2/3 of the available antibodies. By within 24 hours, the absorption capacity is reduced to 11%. Also, at 24 hours of age, digestive enzymes break down and digest all the antibodies. On day 2 or after, calves can be fed twice daily with a calf bottle and a nipple. Milk replacer powders are reconstituted with warm water, making an excellent and oftentimes economical liquid feed for baby calves. During the first 3 weeks of life, calves should be fed a milk replacer containing milk proteins made from dry skim milk or whey products. Milk replacers should contain 18 to 22% crude protein, 10 to 22% crude fat, and less than 0.5% crude fiber. These commercial milk replacers should be mixed and fed according to manufacturer's directions. When the calf is 4 days old, calf starter and fresh, clean drinking water can be introduced. Calf starter is a very palatable feed with adequate protein, minerals, and vitamins, and a coccidia stat. During the first couple of weeks, calves will nibble calf starter, so only give 6 ounces or so and remove the feed every day. At 3 to 4 weeks of life, this intake will increase considerably. Feeding calves free choice water will increase feed intake and weight gain. Hay should not be offered until calves are weaned from the bottle. Calves can be weaned from milk when they eat 1.5 pounds or 2 pounds of the calf starter feed for at least 3 consecutive days. This means that calves should not be weaned based on age, but instead on their feed intake. Some calves can be weaned at 4 weeks, but others may take up to 10 weeks. Calves can be weaned from milk abruptly or gradually over 3 to 7 days. After weaning, changes in the grain mix and housing should be made one at a time over a 2-week period. A bottle-fed calf will not have the benefit of its dam's milk with continued support of immunity, so it's critical to keep the calf in a clean environment. The calf will be vulnerable to diseases like coccidiosis and calf scours. To learn more about livestock husbandry, give me a call at the Labette County Extension Office, 620-784-5337.